Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. A 2-year-old boy is in the hospital after being hit by 2 different cars in Strawberry Mansion. Police are looking for the drivers of a blue SUV and a white pickup truck who they say hit the toddler and fled the scene. Chief Inspector Scott Small.
According to his mother and other family members, they were getting ready to put him back into a car at the intersection of 33rd and Susquehanna, where the child walked out into the street on 33rd Street.
Police brought the 2-year-old to the hospital, where he's currently stable after undergoing a CAT scan.
This 2-year-old little boy is extremely lucky because he was conscious and he's in stable condition. And right now he has scratches and bruises to his head and face.
Police have a cell phone they say the child was holding at the time of the accident. And investigators are looking through private surveillance footage from the area. The Philadelphia City Council reaches an agreement with Mayor Sherrill Parker's administration for a tentative $6.8 billion budget for 2026. Mayor Parker announcing that the budget will include $2 billion going toward a housing program. The mayor's office announcing that the $2 billion home initiative plans to build, preserve, and restore 30,000 housing units in the city. The preliminary budget also includes $30 million for anti-violence grants, as well as funding for more body-worn cameras for Philadelphia police officers. The budget also includes $350 million in grants to pave streets in the city. Council President Kenyatta Johnson confirmed the deal, saying a vote for final approval will take place June 12th. A hunger relief organization is helping residents in Delaware County better fight food insecurity through a major expansion. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
For the last few years, the Share Food Program has served hundreds of thousands of area residents through their warehouse in North Philadelphia. But now they're expanding their footprint with a new warehouse in Delaware County.
It will serve as the county's first centralized food bank. We have a 9,000 square foot facility here.
Share Food Program's Jess Batista says in addition to serving their 15 food pantries in the county, they'll
more efficiently and rapidly respond to any kind of emergency food assistance here in Delaware County.
She says in a time where they're seeing an increase in food insecurity and millions taken away in federal funding, this new facility in Holmes, Delaware County will help them more than ever.
There is a gap that we need to fill. Hunger is on the rise and resources are scarcer than ever. But we are doing what we need to make sure that we have no disrupted services for any of the people we serve.
In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A new chapter for the Frankfurt Library after about 2.5 years of renovations. It's now back up and running, much to the delight of the community. KYW's Vic Raghupathy was at the library's grand reopening.
A big day has come and gone. It's time to put my PJs on. The Frankfurt Friends School Choir was on hand to ring in the return of the library at Frankfurt Avenue and Overington Street. The building has a new community classroom, children's department, teen space, meeting area, roof, doors, windows, and plumbing. But most importantly to Free Library President and Director Kelly Richards,
ADA accommodations to make sure that it's accessible to everyone, that everybody gets an opportunity to utilize all the services freely.
The Frankfurt Library had been closed since December 2022 for renovations, which left nearby resident Oceana Francis without an oasis she could walk to.
I just like being here for the peace, because at home I live with all my siblings. I have a bunch of siblings, so it's always noisy. So whenever I just want a second of peace or I want to study somewhere that's nice and cold and quiet, I just come to the library.
Walter Kajarowski worked here before the renovations and was eager to come back because it's closest to his home. He says much of the community has been looking forward to this day.
They're very happy that it's back open because a lot of people in the neighborhood have been waiting for it and asking, when is it going to open? When is it going to open?
In Frankfurt, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the Old Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.